I can hear a little bit better.
Yeah.
Let me lower my output volume and see if that's better. See if that's better. See if that's better. See if that's better. Okay. Let me just shut the door.
Okay, cool. All right, I'm on the line with Tim Brown via Skype, all the way from Austin, Texas. Thanks for doing this, Tim.
Sure, no problem, Jason.
So we met each other a little while ago when we came down to the gallery space with the art collective that you work with, OK Mountain. And now OK Mountain is coming up here to do a show at Wonder Fair.
Should I come in with that backbeat there or after?
After, I think, because there ain't going to be much happening. Just that.
Well, we decided to call it Group Solo Show.
Group Solo Show.
So we decided to use work as individuals.
Sure.
So that we would normally create outside of the group. Josh Rios came up with the name Group Solo Show.
Begin remix.
Right on.
So that's what it's kind of a group solo show. Each of us are doing our own individual pieces.
So you used to go to KU. You lived in Lawrence for a long time. When did you move away from Lawrence?
I moved in 99. To come back and show, especially a place like Wonder Fair, which is doing stuff that didn't exist when I lived in Lawrence. You know, there were some art galleries, sure, but not anything that was doing like really like young contemporary stuff. So, you guys had taken over the former space that was called Artist en Masse. And so I think it's really cool that another gallery's living in that space. And
I know you're lying. When you start talking like your batteries are dying, the words get slow. There are things you don't want me to know. But before you left the room.
OK Mountain as a collective has been going on in different forms since 2003. So in 2003, there were a couple of galleries that started in Austin. In 2003, it was a lot like the scene in Lawrence, you know, where there wasn't a lot of, you know, people were depending upon going on to Dallas and Houston to see like contemporary stuff going on. And so there were two groups in Austin. One was Michael Sieben and his wife, Allison Sands, and they decided they would start up a place called Camp Fig. And then there was the Fresh Up Club, which was started by Dave Bryant and Pete Duggins. So those four people, with some friends, started up those two galleries, and they went for a couple of years until late 2005. Those galleries kind of split up, and they decided to form one gallery. Dave Bryant went to New York to work on Wonder Shows, and Pete Duggins, who was working with some of the guys who had been added on to the Camp Fig counselor, as they call them, roster, were all animating the Scanner Darkly movie here in Austin. So four of those dudes were animating, and they you know, made a bunch of money over about a year and a half and had a little bit of time off afterwards and decided that it would be, you know, a great idea to start a new gallery. So we kind of found ourselves with some other people wanting to start a new thing, and we were offered a really cool space through a UT sculpture professor whose name is Mel Ziegler. And Mel had offered it to us for cheap price and offered to help us build it out. So in April of 2006, in 3 weeks, we built it out together. And that kind of initial process was really great. I know you guys are kind of probably going through it with the new Wonder Fair right now. It's like when you build a place, when you drywall it, when you do all the details, when you paint the stuff, it you kind of pulls a lot of things together, and you're a cohesive unit, you know, when you start doing stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of happened with us. And so initially there was 9 of us. So we've been going on for now 4 years. Our fourth year anniversary was April 27th.
Right on. Will you also rent out studio space to other artists, like some of your other friends that are working artists there, right?
Yeah, that's right. And that's what you called home, the weekend you were here.
Yeah.
But we, in addition to doing the gallery, we kind of looked around and said, well, what kind of makes an ecosystem for art in any particular place? And, you know, we thought, well, you have to have institutions like museums that are doing stuff. You have to have grassroots galleries like what we were doing. You have to have space for artists to work in. And you have to have, like, people writing about it, you know, so you get hype and
sure.
People start to know about what's going on.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide.
And so one thing that we saw when we were starting all of it was that, you know, we could certainly use more studio space in Austin. So we were, you know, we looked around, and down the street there was an opportunity to move into a spot that was really cheap, because it was kind of a really bad part of Austin, as far as bad areas of Austin go. And so we jumped on that in May of 2007. Okay Mountain Studios was born.
I think that maybe some things have kind of changed for you guys recently, because was it the Miami Art Fair you guys were in? What was
yeah.
the big one that you guys ran? Was that, am I right?
Yeah, that was really big. We were invited to the Pulse Art Fair, which is kind of an ancillary fair to Art Basel. And
okay.
Pulse is kind of several fairs duke it out for dominancy, you know? And so Pulse is one of those that are kind of like the second biggest fair next to Art Basel. Of course, that's disputable, but we were invited by a local not-for-profit called Art House to do a project in a space at Pulse, and so we did a corner store there. And Corner Store really got a lot of hype, and we won the Pulse Prize and won the Viewer's Choice, the People's Choice Award, which was awesome for as awesome as the Pulse Prize, you know.
Sure.
But that's really kind of kicked off a lot of cool things.
So, but I want to break this down though, just for the listener. So, but the Corner Store that you guys created at the Pulse event was a replication, basically, of what like an actual corner store, like a gas station / snack shop. And then it was decorated on the outside, and you could go in, and then everything on the inside was all handmade or painted to look like real objects.
Yeah, that's right. We wanted it to be kind of an all-inclusive environment that was, that had every detail that we could think of like your typical Texas corner store, right down to the colors, some of the products you might find, everything. And, we brought in linoleum, flooring, we dropped a ceiling in, and we had a soda fountain, we had a hot dog maker, we had we burned incense, you know, everything that we could think of. It was hot as hell.
Hey, what up, Ma? I got a pocket full of stinkies. Let's go spin these right quick.
What's that?
All my fly bitches lie.
Dirty money, dirty money.
All my stripper bitches lie.
Dirty money, dirty money.
All my college hoes lie.
Dirty money, dirty money.
Don't it spin so right?
Dirty money, dirty money.
Now let's go shopping.
Dirty money,
let's go
dirty
chill.
Money.
Let's go buy the new Louis Vuitton heels. Ass in La Perla. Ears full of pearls. Damn dirty money.
Dirty
know how to treat the girls.
You know, everything we could think of, we tried to kind of throw into that. And,
sure.
People really appreciated it on, you know, a lot of different levels. If you walked in, you could certainly appreciate, like, the attention to detail. But also, if you wanted to step back and think of it as a concept, it was kind of mocking, in a way, the art fair mentality, where it's like one-stop shopping for the very wealthy. People
right.
come in and buy $60,000 pieces and they walk to the next place. And for them, it's very economical and a great way for them to kind of see as much art as possible in one place. And we thought, well, it's kind of a convenience store in and of itself, you know. So
right.
It's kind of a sly commentary on the whole culture of the art fair.
And weren't a lot of the items in your store there? Some of them were pretty cheap, I mean, like $5 or something.
Yeah,
$15 or something.
Be affordable in a way that people could, that anybody could take away something from it. I think the cheapest thing was $10.
Yeah.
All the way up to some of the soda fountain. Well, everything was for sale, so, you know, we had items that were considerably more than that sold as well. But, yeah, we were really concerned with people being able to go in and everybody being able to bring something out of it.
Cool. So what, anything, is there anything else? I'm okay. Well, I guess also, so I know that just specifically for the Wonder Fair show, when you guys come, you've mentioned that you're going to be all sort of doing what you normally do. But is it going to be, is there like, did you guys set a number of pieces per member, or is that kind of up in the air?
Yeah, we kind of kept it open. I think some people have more than, I didn't really try to set any kind of particular guidelines for it, just whatever people wanted to do or had the time to do. Some of us have one piece that's like, 18 by 24. Other people are bringing, have like a, like mini installation stuff that they want to do. We've got several videos that are going to be in it.
Right, right.
Some stuff I haven't even seen yet because our deadline is tonight, Wednesday.
I want to make this a special tribute to a family that contradicts the concepts, heard the rules but wouldn't accept.
Get there on Friday and figure out how to best present it, in the Wonder Fair space.
Sure. Yeah, that's gonna be. I'm really excited actually to be doing this as like a first show with Wonder Fair. It just feels super organic because I don't know. I felt like we had such a good relationship when we met in Austin.
Yeah. Yeah, we try to keep a really positive flow and not worry about it too much and work hard and just get stuff done and be confident in it looking good. We've been staging shows for 4 years, so, it's not something that you should ever get too stressed about, So that, and I know Lawrence is a really laid-back place too, so, and
sure.
I know you guys after, your visit to Austin, so I feel really relaxed about going in there and, making something that looks great, but not stressing out about it too much.
Sure.
Let's do something different.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's change things up.
Okay.
I'm tired of doing the same old thing.
You and me both.
Let's give people something to think about.
Here we go.
No, I just can't wait. You know, we're just going to hang out, have a good time, and hopefully throw one hell of a show, man.
Yeah, totally. We're stoked, man. You know, we're happy to be involved with Wonder Fair, and we like what you guys are doing, both with Asteroid Head and the gallery, and want to support that wherever it exists in the United States. But for me personally, I love to see it happening in Lawrence because, you know, I've got some kind of vested interest in Lawrence kind of growing as a place where contemporary art can be sold, bought, and enjoyed. You know?
Sure, man, sure. So is there anything else that's going on? I mean, you kind of hinted earlier that you guys maybe have some plans coming up for, you know, late 2010, early 2011. Are there any new collaborative projects, you know?
Yeah, the only ones that have been inked, so the only ones that I can really talk about are, we've got a show in July at Freight and Volume in Chelsea, in New York City. And then in August, we have a show at the Austin Museum of Art. And then in January 2011, we have a show at the Blaffer at the University of Houston.
Well, Tim, I think we probably got enough to, you know, put out a juicy little 15-minute cast here. You know, feed the masses, give them that Tim Brown that they need.
Sweet.
Well, bud, yeah, tell everybody, you know, tell all the OK Mountaineers that Asteroid Head and Wonder Fair say hello. And we can't wait to see you. Safe travels, my friend.
Yeah, take care, dude. I will see you on Friday afternoon.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to do my little sign out here. And we're good. We're good to go. All right.
Cool.
All right, bro. Peace.
Later.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to ADD. That was Tim Brown from OK Mountain getting ready to come up to Lawrence, Kansas from Austin, Texas for the very first show at Wonder Fair Art Gallery, Shop and Studio. The new Wonder Fair is not just Eric Dobbins anymore. We've added myself, Lee Pachocki, and Kelly John Clark from around town here. And we're basically just all going to be throwing in everything. If you might have made it out to the fundraiser last week to help us get the doors open. But yeah, this is going to be the first show we're bringing, which is OK Mountain. And we're big fans of these guys. You should check them out at okmountain.com. Google OK Mountain if you have to. Dudes are seriously killing it. So anyway, check all that out and come to Wonder Fair, 803 and a half Massachusetts. This is going to be the inaugural show. Thanks to everyone who came out to the fundraiser. We love you. You're incredible. You're incredible. You're incredible. Anyway, I'm Jason Barr, your host. This has been ADD. Peace.
I should have been an English teacher.
Okay, really?
I read books on grammar and punctuation for fun.
In 3D, though. Whew! That blew my mind.
Almost like, it's like the ultimate hip version of, like, arts and crafts.
It makes me nervous.